Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
To ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 3-4 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend John Burlaw being back on the show. John is a great member of our Brain Trust, senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, is the website they have. He's a recognized crowdfunding expert, which I'm going to talk to him about. We'll talk about a little bit later on, but right now I want to talk about regulations. He's an expert in that area. John Burlaw, welcome back to the show.
Always good to be on, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So I was a constant critic of President Obama's love for regulations, and I was always a chronicler of the damage that love affair had on small business, on Main Street, and on the economy itself. And now that we've got a new president in the White House, one of the first things he said, much to my delight, was to tell agencies, if you put a regulation in place, you have to get rid of two. What did you think about when you heard that?
I think that's a very good idea, as well as a bipartisan idea. I mean, they've tried a version of it in Canada, and at one point, Senator Mark Warner supported something similar. So there's nothing really that radical about it, that, you know, an agency can look and see, just as, you know, we clean our closets and throw out old stuff,
could
certainly be old regulations that, you know, are imposing a cost, and, you know, any benefit they may have provided has long since vanished with the times.
Well, one of the things that I've talked about for years with your colleague, Gwen Cruz, is what I call to apply the tax, one of the tax devices to tax code devices to regulations, and that's the sunset. If you create a new regulation, it has a 5-year life max, and only if it's reinitiated by Congress, can it be otherwise it goes away. See, what a lot of people don't realize, John, which you know backwards and forwards, is that the regulations don't come from Congress. The regulations come from the agencies who promulgate the laws, aren't they?
Yes, but technically, but really, according to the Constitution, Article 1, Section 1, it's Congress is the one who's going to make the laws. And the problem is that we have regulations in which, either because Congress was too vague or else agencies
want to
file their own directions, agencies actually making laws. So what we have proposed is that, you know, no regulation without representation. Every regulation has to be affirmatively approved and voted on by Congress. Now,
not created by some unelected bureaucrat.
Yes, that Congress has to give Congress the authority and the responsibility, so that way bureaucrats can't get out of control, and conversely, Congress just can't blame bureaucrats for their own misdeeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pointing finger thing has hurt a lot of us. So are you seeing the president, President Trump has taken a lot of action in this area, hasn't he?
Well, President Trump and Congress. I mean, I'm the last person usually to praise the GOP leadership, but one thing that gets overlooked is the GOP leadership the Congress has a 60-day window to get rid of a lot of Obama's regulations through the Congressional Review Act, and mm-hmm. they've done it. There have been at least last I counted 11 major rules that Congress has voted down, and because of this procedure under the Congressional Review Act, you can do it without the filibuster, so a simple majority in the Senate.
Has that 60 days expired?
That's actually a very a very interesting question, because it's 60 legislative days. But there's also that if there was no written review or something like that, that the Congressional Review Act may be applicable. So that's still mm-hmm. that's still being debated. But I don't think they haven't. It hasn't expired for legislative days, because in January there were some through I mean, they were basically making a regulation factory the last 2 months. And
give us a quick list of some of the things that President Trump has gotten rid of.
A lot of EPA mining rules that really would have cost the mining industry
to shut
down
even more,
that's where President Trump had coal miners in his office.
Right.
A rule from Dodd-Frank, which really had nothing to do with the financial crisis, about all the disclosure of payments to foreign governments by oil companies, which would have really burdened the industry, not really provided a benefit to investors. So, some Department of Labor things, something that would have exempted state governments from the Employee Retirement Income Security Act.
Bunch of little bitty annoying things that hurts the economy, folks. We'll come back. We're going to talk about another specific one, the fiduciary rule, and John Berlau is going to help us with that. That's coming up right up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.